In this bulletin, the United States goes to the polls for the midterm elections. The federal government announces changes to its My Health record system and more senior departures at Cricket Australia. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The first results are coming through in the United States midterm elections. Local media projects the Democratic Party will regain the majority in the House of Representatives. It has so far picked up 14 of the 23 House seats. They need to take the House back. 29-year-old Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has become the youngest woman ever elected to Congress, while Democrats Rashida Tlaib and Ihsan Omar have become the first Muslim women elected. Another Democrat, Colorado's Jared Polis, is projected to become the US's first openly gay man to win a governorship. The Republicans are projected to retain their slight majority in the Senate. Many see the midterms, the first national election since Donald Trump won the White House in 2016, as a referendum on the Republican president and his hardline policies. All 435 seats in the US House of Representatives, 35 US Senate seats and 36 governorships are in contention. The Northern Territory government has condemned those responsible for setting Darwin's Dondale Youth Detention Centre on fire last night. At least 15 police cars, fire trucks and ambulances were rushed at around midnight to the centre, which has been burnt out. It's believed the incident began after an inmate took keys from a staff member and began opening cell doors. Inmates have been moved to a police watch house. The Northern Territory's acting Chief Minister Nicole Manison says discussions are underway about where the detainees will go next.
We're looking for an appropriate facility of where to next. But let me be very clear. There is no excuse for the actions last night. There will be a thorough investigation into what happened, and those who created these problems will be held to account.
In other news, Health Minister Greg Hunt is proposing further changes to the My Health record system as the deadline to opt out of the scheme approaches. The penalty for misusing patient records will increase from 2 years to 5 years in jail, and the maximum fine would be more than double. It comes amid lingering concerns about the privacy and confidentiality of people's information.
This is absolutely a private system, and the proof is that after 6 years and 6 million enrolments, there still hasn't been a single case that's been identified of abuse of My Health information. So it is a remarkably strong system.
The deadline for people to opt out of the system is November 15, or an account will be automatically created for them. There are reports a man has been attacked by a shark on the New South Wales north coast. The local was bitten on the leg at Shelley Beach near Ballina just after 7 a.m. He's receiving treatment at Lismore Hospital, although his injuries are not believed to be serious. It comes after Victorian doctor Daniel Christidis was killed by a shark on Monday in waters off Queensland's Whitsunday Islands. New figures show Victorian men have the longest life expectancy among all Australian males at 81 years, while the ACT leads the way for women at 85 years. While life expectancy for all Australian men hit a record high of 80 last year, women around the country are still outliving them by 4 years. The ABS statistics says life expectancy has increased by almost 13 years for men and 10.5 years for women during the past 50 years. Cricket Australia's high performance manager Pat Howard will leave the organisation this week. Former Australian women's captain Belinda Clark will perform Mr Howard's job on an interim basis until a replacement is found. Ben Amarfio, Cricket Australia's general manager of broadcasting, has also left the organisation. New chief executive Kevin Roberts is under pressure to enact change after last week's damning report into Cricket Australia's corporate culture. Let's check out tomorrow's weather now. It'll be mostly sunny in Perth, a top of 26, partly cloudy in Adelaide, 19, much the same for Melbourne, 17, a shower or two for Hobart, and 16 in Canberra, fine weather, 21 in Wollongong, an early shower or two, 18 degrees, much the same for Newcastle. In Sydney, similar conditions, 19, in Brisbane, a shower or two and 27, in Cairns, mostly sunny, 32, and a possible storm with a shower or two in Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.